experimented, he liked something. Well, eventually, it was like a 2-quart saucepan.
So you would make that much coffee at one time?
Yes.
Would you let it sit around all day and he would drink it when he came in?
That's the funny part. I had to brew the coffee and then put it to a strainer and put it in a thermos bottle because he never wanted his coffee reheated. And he'd have to be in 2 thermos bottles and he'd drink it from there.
All day long?
Yes.
Could it stay warm in the
house? Yes.
Would he add anything to it?
Cream? He has half and half of milk.
So you'd say he likes his coffee, what, milk?
He just likes coffee with milk.
Do any of your children drink coffee?
No.
Well, if he didn't like milk in his coffee, you'd say he liked his coffee what?
Black.
Do you ever hear black coffee called anything else, or ever? No. Ever heard of barefoot coffee or anything?
No.
You were gonna say something?
No.
And if your husband was in here, sitting down or something, and you were out in the courtyard and someone came up and said, I'd like to see Mr. Pena, you'd say, he's what, the house? If you were way out in back.
He's inside? He's indoors?
So you'd say he's what, the house?
Inside the house.
And what about if you went to the door and a good friend of yours came to the house and said, I'd like to see your husband, and if he was standing making coffee or something, you'd say, he's... What?
Will you come in, let me go get him?
Well, if you want,
he's inside the kitchen or he's having his breakfast.
You just say something like that. And if somebody fell this way.
Flat on his face?
But he wouldn't be. If you fell this way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
And if he fell this way, he'd say.
When I'd say flat on his face?
Would you ever say
forward? Yes.
And if someone wasn't walking away from you, they'd be walking...
Towards you? Please remember that we don't use English. It's hard for me because we don't use English at all.
That's fine.
We use only Spanish.
How often do you use English? Do you ever...
Hardly. I hardly ever use my English.
I noticed that no one at the gas station other than your sons and your husband speak English.
We don't even require.
Is it required in most of the stores here in Roma?
No.
What about down the valley there?
The people in the valley, yes, I imagine they'd have to be bilingual.
But not up here?
No.
You said that you have cattle on the...
Yes.
Back. What do you call the male?
Toro, a bull.
And the female?
A cow.
Do you call
a
them...
A steer?
Well, if you have the steer, which is that?
I don't know. What's a steer? Would it be a cow?
Well, if you have a cow that's going to give birth.
Give birth.
You said the cow is going to do what?
In Spanish we say ahijar. That would be to give birth. I don't remember.
Would you ever say that, if you had a cow named Daisy or something, would you say Daisy's going to have a calf or drop a calf? Or
have a calf.
You heard that?
Yes.
And
I thought there was another fancy word. Have a calf we use all the time.
What about the calves? Do you call the male and the female something different?
In English or in Spanish?
In English.
No.
What do you call them in Spanish?
Becerro. Becerra.
For the male and the female. Mm. How long do they keep those titles? Is that like a...
Till they're ready to mate.
And what do you call them then?
Vaca or toro.
Cow, bull. As soon as they mate, or?
But then there's an in-between. When they're calves, it would be vaquilla, a young cow.
Do you ever hear of a heifer?
Heifer, yes.
What's that?
Well, in a heifer, it's a brand of cattle.